have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday again. What the? As I've said 1,000 times, days, weeks, months, hours, minutes are going by like nutty, going off. What is the rush? Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And I do have a brand new biblical question, and I'll get to that in a minute. But first, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, just kind of running around because we are on different time zones around the world. Heard around the world by everybody and their mother, their mama, if you're white, they mama, if you're black. So different time zone. Let's say you got to run around and you just go, you would love to still hear the show while it's happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and we don't have the big bosses here today. The girl, what do they call big boss?
The big dogs.
I mean, big dogs. We don't have the girl big dogs today. But today is, and will always be, Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. What? When she's crying, she's lying. That's for sure. That's for sure. I adjust my mic here, my headset. Yesterday's fellowship Oh, Lord. Not yours, Lord. If you missed it, you weren't there, or you didn't get a chance and catch it as it was happening yesterday at rebuildingdemand.com/church, you can. rebuildingdemand.com/church, you can by podcasting there, all right? And yesterday we dealt with last week biblical question, does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Does God care about what you say you believe or what you live you believe? Amazing question from last week. And reality is, the facts are, and reality, that God does not care one iota about what you say you believe. He cares about what you live you believe. Meaning, do you walk in love, loving their neighbor, loving your enemy as yourself? And do you walk in loving God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might? Or do you have other gods, but just name God, say he's your God, but he truly not? And you have other gods, people, places, or things, or false ideas, or false feelings. All those things can be your God. Animals. Or do you operate, walk by, live in a state of being, of never judging yourself or anyone else again, but to have love? Isn't that amazing? Are you living in love? And love is not an emotion. It's not an idea. It's not a feeling. It doesn't come and go based on how you feel or who you agree with or not agree with, don't agree with. Love is a state of being. It's a voiceless, quiet way of living. It's perfect. But you got to have love. You got to overcome anger. You got to overcome resentment. You got to overcome judgment. You got to overcome those things and everything else that come with those things. Suicidal thoughts, depression, loneliness, whatever, sadness, fear will all disappear when you walk and live in love. It's the most simple thing to do, but yet the most difficult thing for 99.999% of human beings to do. Isn't that amazing? It is. They have made something that's so simple, so difficult. And I'm really, 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 after all the years of interviews, people on the fallenstate.tv, preachers and non-preachers like boxers and fighters and entertainers and non-entertainers, couples, you can hardly find one person that believe or know for sure that you can have perfect peace right here on earth. Isn't that like amazing? They said, no, I'm a human being. I can't have perfect peace. Where did you get that lie from? Where did it come from? And it stuck. And most people believe it. For some reason, they have identified with the body. They have identified with the mind and emotions. And they call that themselves. That's They think it's who they are. And you're right. And there is no peace in thoughts, feelings, and your body. You're not those things. But you believe it. And so you've been told you can't have it. You got to wait until you get to heaven. You got to wait until you die. And maybe one day, bye-bye, over yonder, that you're going to have it. Woe unto the man or the woman who are waiting for peace. You're going to live a horrible life, and then you think when you die, you're going to finally have peace. What a sad way to live. What kind of God you believe in? Why would I want to even believe in a God that won't give me peace right now? I got to wait till I die. Think about that. Amazing. But brand new biblical. So he even said, Christ said, many would do things in my name. Many will confess my name and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. Many will go down and confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior and believe that he died on the cross and that he rose again and that is in the blood. He will say to you, get away from me. I've never known you. I never knew you. Isn't that amazing? Because that's not what he asked you to do. He said to keep my commandments. Keep my commandment and you're in the kingdom. Love your enemy. Love your neighbor. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. But you'd rather be doing all that other mess, getting a thrill from naming Jesus your Lord and Savior. Amazing. Brand new biblical question. Brand new. And it's a doozy, and everybody, and they mama have heard this before. Their mama, if they're white, you've heard this one before. Brand new biblical question. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. And they stoned him. They're like, what the hell? Get out of here. I love that. I am my Father. I'm looking at the video of what they put there. I and my Father are one. What did he mean when he said that? And he did say it. All right? So listen. Listen to me. Yesterday was Sunday, and it was an amazing day, period. But it's so many extra added attractions to it. Yesterday, Sunday was the, what was yesterday's date? The 16th. I mean, 14th. Yesterday's Sunday was June 14th. It was an amazing day for so many reasons. Number one, yesterday was Flag Day, celebrating America 250 years. Yesterday was June 14th, Flag Day. Yesterday was celebrating of the military, the Army. And the Army was 251 years old, give or take. Isn't that amazing? And you think those two things were amazing, and they were. Yesterday was, it looked like an agreement, and then the beginning of the signing of the ending of the war in Iran. They finally come to an agreement, it appeared, and the president gone over there today to celebrate it, get it signed, and be done with the war in Iran. No one said it would be easy, but here I stand, I'm on my own, once again, by myself. No one said it would be easy, but here I stand. The president stood on this, in spite of the opposition in his own country. And so it looked like they, we'll see what the fat lady say, but it looked like they got it done today, I believe. But it was announced yesterday. And all, you think all four of those things were good? And they were. Yesterday was the great white hope. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king, and they hold key rallies around the world, worshiping him. Some people call him daddy, and they say daddy is home. I call him the great white hope, and yet with all those four amazing things I just said about yesterday, it was also the great white hope's birthday. And so this song is for the great, or to the great white hope.
Happy birthday to ya, happy birthday to ya, happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. The great white hope. Apparently, he turned 80 years old. That is amazing. If only. I was talking to some people yesterday after the fellowship, and they didn't vote for the great white hope. But they were saying, you know what, Jesse? I got to give it to you. That man, the great white hope, they didn't call him great white hope. They called him Donald Trump. They're like, I've never seen anyone like this before in government, in the White House, an individual that stand on his own 2 feet. And that it doesn't matter. People get mad at him. They call him names. They attack him personally. They try to make him look bad. You can't stop this man. And he's getting the job done. They're like, I got to give it to you, Jesse. You're right about this one. They're like, I didn't vote for him, but I have much respect for him. They just never seen a man like this. Does that sound like Jesus? What are they talking about? Jesus. I thought I saw Jesus. And I think he saw me too.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's right. They just never. Donald Trump is from the old school, by the way. But they just never seen it. And they're like, and these are like liberals. They're not even conservative Republicans at all. But they're like, I got to give it to you. And he get attacked from all sides. And yet he just keep going. Like Roto-Rooter, the ever-ready battery. And they're like, they never seen a man like this before. Amazing, huh? AP News, and so happy birthday, Mr. President. And I hope you have 180 more AP News, President Donald Trump turned 80 on Sunday. He celebrated with an initial agreement to end the war in Iran and hosted a cage fighting. This, I forgot about that. He even hosted a cage fighting, according to AP News. And they say, not me, but they say it is event on the White House South Lawn, something once unthinkable. They never thought, let's have a cage fighting on the White House lawn. So it was an amazing day. And besides, we had an amazing fellowship yesterday. So it was just all around amazing. Watching from Fox 10 and ABC News.
President Trump says the U.S. and Iran have reached an agreement to end the war and to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Full details of the deal are not immediately available. The signing will take place Friday in Switzerland. Meanwhile, the president is welcoming UFC fans and fighters to Washington today for an event unlike any other in U.S. history.
Sunday was fight night on the South Lawn of the White House.
From the South Lawn of the White House, USC Freedom 250.
To start the event, President Trump and UFC chief Dana White walked from the Oval Office to the balcony to survey the octagon, standing for the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see?
While fighter jets roared overhead. The president and first lady sat ringside, the matches happening inside an arena built just for the event, including a custom-built octagon under a massive overhead structure called the Claw. 14 athletes competed in 7 fights.
Got to thank President Trump for making this happen.
It's the first professional sporting event ever held on White House grounds. 4,000 people packed the massive arena, while thousands more watched from the ellipse outside the White House gates. A federal lawsuit tried to stop the event from happening, calling it deeply corrupt, arguing it was a for-profit sporting event designed to benefit Trump and his allies.
Jealousy. Jealousy. Envy. What an amazing president. And to the young people who don't remember America being this great, you're getting a taste of what America was before it started down, went downhill. The president is giving you a glimpse of what it was and what it could be again if you wanted it to be that way. Why would anyone go to court to try to stop that? Such an amazing thing. ABC News has reported the UFC footage, the bill that, I can't read the writing, so it's not written well. But apparently they paid for it themselves, according to ABC News. Isn't that amazing? But we pay for everything else. Might as well pay for that, too. We pay women to have babies, and we take care of them. Nurses, centers, and all that kind of mess out of our pocket. We don't want to do it, but we're forced to do it. We pay for transgender people to have surgery, people in prison to have surgery. Might as well pay for a fight. What the? After winning his match on the White House lawn, UFC fighter Joshua Hoket declared Michelle Obama is a man. What's up? Watch this from X.
Alex Pereira, I want a shama on your mama. And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America? Ladies and gentlemen.
What the? Why would someone want to spoil it like that? And the president is there on such an amazing event and an amazing time. This is a time for celebration, not personal attacks. So it says that, according to ABC News, is that LOL? What does LOL mean? Did they say LOL? What they saying? Nate, you see it? Derek wrote me some. Did ABC News say LOL?
It sounds like Derek is saying LOL, but he got the info from ABC News about
what does it say?
The UFC. So apparently the UFC footed the bill, but the U.S. paid for security.
Amazing. And so this guy, Josh Hockett, he said, this in front of the president. What did the president say when he said that?
I didn't see.
Oh.
I don't think I saw. I was watching the fights, but.
You were?
Yeah. I didn't see, there was no clear indication of Trump responding to that. Not at least that night.
Yeah. That was like a time of 100% celebration. With all the American, your enemies and your friends. What the? Yahoo News has reported that middleweight champion Sean Strickland drew attention from leading up to the UFC White House event for saying he had been banned from attending due to his criticism of Donald Trump and foreign policies involving Israel. So here's where, according to Ed, this guy Strickland attempted to sneak into the UFC White House event. Watch this from X.
We're going to go right to the stage and we're going to just rally this motherfucker. Relax, no, just walk.
I got you.
I cannot believe that, bro.
How the fuck y'all gonna lock up the middleweight champ?
Pretty sure I didn't break them all. Like, I'm pretty sure. But I'm about to go to jail.
Talk about what a mess. What a mess. The world gone crazy. And the devil is busy. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. Donald Trump had a shock reaction after UFC fighter spat out an offensive slur against Michelle Obama. That's according to the Daily Beast. I gotta take a quick break already. Happy birthday, America. Happy birthday to the great white hope. Oh, amazing. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. There's no love in human nature. Isn't that amazing? No love. Human beings don't love one another. Only a handful are returning to love. And you see it in all this mess. Human beings are evil, wicked, judgmental, and sons and daughters of Satan until they return back to the Father. Announcement. Oh, Lord. No Hake report today. Hake is out again. No Hake report today. He may be back tomorrow. Derek said, pray for him. My producer said, pray for Hake. So nohatereport.com today. But at 11 a.m., the American Anchor Baby is here from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Check him out, the American Anchor Baby. And if you were not at fellowship yesterday, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? Hank is feeling better. He was here yesterday, but he stayed in the background and kind of did his work while listening to the meeting as well. But so he's on his way back to normal, whatever normal is. He'll be back. All right. And don't forget to like this video. Like, hit the bell, ring the bell, follow, subscribe. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, and TikTok. So, do the, y'all know what to do? Like, comment, follow, subscribe. All right. Amazing. I want to go to Bella out of Illinois. Bella, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Bella.
How are you doing today?
All is well.
Yes, yes. Well, I had a comment to do on Trump, but I guess I won't bring him down today, and I won't be evil. I'll just stay in my perfect peace with you. How about that?
No, you can come in about the Great White Hope.
No, I don't want to come in. No, I don't want to come in on this. I wish people would wake up these seven trumpets in the book of Revelation. Why didn't nobody talk about that, Jesse? Everybody talks about if you're evil or holy. Did you know our ancient ancestors, divine and holy, don't care about your color,
Bella,
your eye color?
Bella, calm down a little bit. You said you wish they would read what?
I don't remember what I said, Jesse. I'm trying not to be evil right now.
What'd you say about the seven Trumpet?
Oh, Trump. Everyone hates Trump, but he's the seventh trumpet. In the book of Revelation, he's the ancient ancestors, divine, holy. You have a throne. Trump has a throne. So I'm not going to be evil to you guys today, but I want to be in perfect peace. I go back and forth, Jesse. I go to evil and then perfect peace, fighting my grandma Babylon. It's hard, you know? It's really hard to stay in perfect peace.
Why don't you drop your anger so you can stay in perfect peace? Why not let all anger go?
Well, I was born to burn this motherfucker down.
No, you can't curse like that. Thank you, Bella. What the? You were born to burn the FF down. FM, whatever. What the? Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Cora.
So I just wanted to call because I remember you said one time that there was moments when you were overcoming your ego that, like, you couldn't eat, sleep. Like, were you actually joking about that, or were there, like, actually times that you legitimately couldn't eat or sleep?
Before I understood what the ego thing was all about, there were those moments mm-hmm. when I would have that pain, and I was like, oh, Lord, and I could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. And if you stay with it, Cora, you'll get past it, but you got to go. That's what it means to be going through, to go through hell. If you stay with it, just go through hell. On the other side of hell is heaven, right here on earth.
So you know how you say we're not our bodies?
Right.
So there's things that happen to my body that, like, I cannot control if I wanted to. And I'm just here to talk to you because I need guidance. And, like, so I deleted TikTok because there's a lot of stuff on there that can provoke fear for me. But one time I was scrolling and I just found a TikTok that provoked fear about sleep. And I didn't catch it quick enough, and I wish I would have, but it manifested into fear all, like, too quick. And then it's that fear that's paralyzing that you're like, shoot, I can't go back from this. I wish I could have. And ever since that thought that I believed, I'm, like, not able to fall asleep at night. And, like, I take magnesium, like, I take baths, and, like, I just don't know what's going on. And I try, like, just to do the silent prayer, and it's not like anything's on my mind. I just can't, like, fall asleep, and it's just kind of making me afraid, and I just don't want to be afraid about it. And I asked my husband, and he said to not worry. But then I just think, like, what can happen if I just can't get a really good night's rest? And I just really pray that, like, God will work this out. Because I'm not sure, like, what's going on. I feel like it's the devil, but I just don't know. And it's just kind of making me get all emotional. Because I just twist and turn to, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. And my brain just, like, won't, like, get tired or doze off. And then maybe I realize that I used to sleep unconsciously and, like, fall asleep in thought. So now I'm being very aware, but, like, my brain won't completely go to that, like, sleeping state. And I just don't know why.
And your question for me is what?
Maybe just, like, what I can do to not be afraid about this. And is this just something that is temporary through me overcoming? Because it's not like I'm going to turn back now. Like, I'm going to keep going, of course, but I just didn't expect these types of things to happen. And it's just a little bit intense, you know, and I just need some guidance and maybe why that might be happening and what I can do and if everything's still okay and working.
And so your question for me is what?
Like, is everything still working out through God, and, like, he promised us to meet our needs, and I'm just wondering, like, why wouldn't he allow me to, like, rest? Like, what's going on to where, like, I can't fall asleep? I'm not sure myself. I don't know.
And so your question for me is what?
Do you have any, like, advice or maybe know what I can do through this phase of overcoming?
Stop.
For the situation?
Stop participating with the devil.
But I can't take back me believing that thought.
I've told you over and over and over again, you're too deep into thoughts and you believe that they're you, and you're overreacting. And in overreaction, you're keeping them alive. You're deep,
but
in,
I really
you're deep
promise
into your
I'm
thought.
Trying not to.
What?
I, like, when I believed the thought, I was like, shoot, like, what the heck? Like, I didn't mean to do that. And I and all day, even till, like, the sun starts going down, that thought gets super heavy. And I just feel, like, that paralyzing fear. And I can't do anything about it. I don't participate with it. But I just see it, and I'm like, what the heck? Like, why is this even here? And I when I lay that in bed at night and do the silent prayer, my thoughts are just telling me, you're not going to sleep tonight. You're not this and that. And it just, and then I, it's not even that. It just, like, my
Cora,
brain will turn off.
Cora. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why you keep cooperating with the devil?
I don't think I am. I mean, I'm being
You are.
Aware,
you
like,
got a
but...
whole story about not sleeping and how it's overcoming. And you call it a phase in life. And you connect this one time with the last time and the last pain you felt. You are cooperating with the devil. And that's exactly what he want you to do. And as long as you're doing that, he's never going to leave you. Why don't you stop? Like I encourage you to do and just be aware of it.
I am. I promise you.
No, you're not.
I swear.
You got a whole story about everything.
I'm just telling you what's happening due to me believing that thought
but
a couple weeks ago.
So why don't you stop believing it?
But the fear won't go away and the thoughts won't go away. And I'm just
and
being
what
aware
have you
of them.
Heard me say? Suggest that you do when you have fear. What have I said to do?
To sit through it.
And why aren't you doing that?
No, I am.
No, you're freaking
I
out.
Swear.
You're not sitting through the thought, through the fear. You're not living with it. You're not walking with it. You're not waking up with it. You're not laying down with it. You're not eating with it. You're not going about your day with it. You are one with it and have all these ideas about it. You're fighting with it. You said, I can't sleep. You're complaining. Why don't you be quiet and just watch the thoughts, live with it, and let it be taken away from you? How will you be free if you don't stop?
I guess I genuinely felt like I was being aware. Like, I swear. I don't feel like I've been fighting with it.
But
I
you
don't
are fighting with it. You
wrong.
Got a whole book about it. You have a communication thing going on with thoughts. Oh, you won't
I
let me sleep.
I don't know what I'm
I saw
doing.
A TikTok, and now I'm afraid. And now I can't sleep. And the devil telling you all that, but you won't be quiet and just watch it. You have a relationship with it, Cora.
I don't know what to say because I thought that I absolutely was being aware, and I don't.
You do know that it's there, but you're tripping out about it.
Well, I know. I think it's just because I called and got emotional, but like I have
no,
been being
no,
super...
no, no, not because
like
you called
night...
and got emotional. It's because you're not just watching it.
So even okay, yeah. So I have a question. So like even if I'm just twisting and turning till 4 a.m., like there's absolutely nothing I can do about that. I just have like I can't make myself fall asleep.
When that happens, you know? when you can't fall asleep, just relax. Don't make sleep a big deal, and you'll fall asleep. Okay. Or if you don't fall asleep, no big deal. Sleep is not that big of a deal.
Okay. Okay. That makes me feel better about that.
Why are you making sleep a big deal? I can't sleep.
Because I'm just the devil's, and I'm not listening, but obviously in the...
Stop lying. You are listening to the devil.
I guess I'm just thinking, like, if I don't get rest, I can start going crazy, which I already am going crazy.
Right. So you're going crazy trying to get rest.
Because I think that if I don't, I'll go crazy. So I guess that is stemming from a thought.
And what, you know, that's right. You think you'll go crazy if you don't rest. So you still listen to the devil. The devil like, Cora, Cora, if you don't go to sleep, if you don't get some rest, you're going crazy. You're going crazy listening to the devil.
So what's the, like, I feel like I'm watching it, but I am actually also trembling in fear. Like, what am I doing wrong?
Overreaction.
I swear. How can I not do that? I don't understand.
I don't know what else to tell you.
I feel like I'm watching it, though. Like, you tell me that, and I promise you.
I know,
you,
but
I
you
feel
think
like
that
I
is real. You think that is real to the point that you build a whole story behind it. You're tripping out about the thought that you're supposed to be sitting in. If you're just sitting and watching it, you're not tripping about it.
There's moments where I do that, and it is very nice, but I guess maybe I'm realizing you're right. I'm not doing that. If I am, like, trembling like this over silly things that, like, because there's nights where, like, I genuinely don't listen to the thoughts and I go to bed, and then... But I just feel like I'm controlled. Like, I feel like I'm literally a puppet on a string. Like,
when
I
your
can't
husband
dictate.
Told you not to worry, why didn't you mm-hmm. obey him?
Because I already had a thought that I was going to call you and talk to you.
I rest my case. Another thought. Said, no, don't obey your husband. You're going to call Jesse. And Jesse going to give you the same advice. And then you try to take it because Jesse said it, not because your husband told you. Your husband giving you sound advice. Don't worry. Don't trip out. Don't make sleep a big deal. Even when
okay.
I fall
yeah.
asleep, I still miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
What
I'm
makes,
open to that.
What makes sense?
It makes sense that, like, I just realized that I was listening to the thought of, oh, you're going to go crazy if you don't sleep, and that's the devil is lying, and I'm already going crazy by reacting to his thought about that. And I also am making sleep, like, way too important than it really is. And I'm also not listening to my husband on things that I should be, especially, because when you say the advice, he says the same thing first. And I also think I am listening to thoughts and not realizing it, but maybe I need to work with that a little bit more. It sounds like you don't really have much more to offer, which I completely understand. I just don't know how I'm letting thoughts seep in when I feel like I am watching them. So that's a little frustrating, but I'm working really hard at this. So I would hope that
don't work
I was
hard
doing the
at
right
it.
Thing.
You work hard. You're working hard at what?
I'm working hard at staying present and not like going unconscious like this. So things
how
don't happen
are
like
you
this.
Working hard at staying present? That doesn't even make sense to me.
Maybe it's just the way I'm wording it, but I'm basically being really proactive to not go into thoughts. Like I'm like not allowing myself to get to that point anymore.
By doing what?
But maybe the silent prayer and like when the fear and thoughts come, I just I just say out loud, like, Satan, you don't have a home here anymore and stuff like that to help.
Corey, Cora, calm down and just say you, I don't quite understand what you're doing, but you just be aware of where you are and what you're doing, and the light is doing it for you. You don't have to do anything, but when you catch yourself in a thought, just become aware of your body or something that's in the present, and don't trip out, don't listen to the thought saying that it's not working, you're going crazy, you can't get into sleep. Oh, Lord. You react to the thoughts. You're making okay. It. You are cooperating with the thoughts, and that's the problem. You got to stop cooperating with the devil when he accuses you and condemns you. He's lying to you.
Is there anything I can do about physical things like that, or is that something I just also have to be aware of when it happens?
About physical things like what?
Just like I can't make myself rest. Do I just have to be aware of that as well?
I
can't force that to happen?
Right. I mean, of yourself, you can do nothing.
Right. But yeah, making, I know that's why it's a little defeating.
You're making going through hell a big deal. It's not a big deal, Cora.
Okay.
You must be driving your husband crazy. How is he able to deal with you on a daily basis?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him that. But it's all for a good cause, obviously. Like, I'm doing this for, you know, to have peace. You know, I'm not just doing this because I want to go through this, like, just for any reason. I actually want to overcome, and I didn't expect things like this to spring up on me. And when I can't control it, it's just very defeating, and there's nothing I can do to make myself get better. I just have to go through these motions.
Because of time,
just,
what do you mean by very defeating? What is defeating?
I mean, it's just defeating when I keep looking at the clock, and it's like just going, hours are just going by, and I can't fall asleep. I'm just like, well, like I take
we just
my
went over that.
Sleep.
You're making sleep too important.
Okay.
All right.
I guess so, yeah.
So stay with it if you want to continue, but you got to stop cooperating with evil.
Okay. Yeah.
Relax, Cora.
Okay, I will.
All right,
talk to you later.
Okay. I gotta take a break, folks. When I come back, more of your calls at Super Chats. The hake news is coming, but with the American Anchorman instead of hake. No hake news, well, hate news, but presented by the American Anchorman. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have the sex. You don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up. You wanna disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
some news here with the anchor baby, okay? And then a little bit more JLP coming back here any moment. But first, Nick News, and it's been an amazing weekend. Jesse kicked it off Friday, and it came here. Or he kicked it off Sunday, my bad. He kicked it off yesterday at church with the big news of what was coming, and it really was an amazing Sunday, huh? With Donald Trump's birthday, the UFC, the Iran thing, and all that. Most people celebrate their 80th birthday with cake and family. President Trump opted for UFC cage fights on the White House's South Lawn. There were some bloody fights. It's a different White House. Complete with a dramatic walkout and American flag-themed uniforms. Before jetting off to France for the G7 summit, critics say his rigorous schedule seemed intended to combat concerns about aging. Little quip they got to throw in. Sparked by dozing off at important events, late night social media sprees, and bruised hands. But a recent poll found that less than half of U.S. adults think Trump has mental sharpness or physical health to serve effectively. They got to throw this all in, right? He was doing all this stuff, going to France and all that. They're saying it's not just Trump, but 24 members of Congress are 80 or older. But a big happy birthday to the president. And America won big on the lawn for the title fight. Trump ex Iran, though. Trump claims the strait will be permanently toll-free under agreement with Iran, according to the New York Times. President Trump also praised Russia and China's leaders, described Israel's prime minister as a very difficult guy. President Trump said in an interview on Sunday afternoon that the agreement he had reached with Iran would ultimately assure that the Strait of Hormuz was permanently toll-free. Imagine that. And asserted that despite the objections of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, he had saved Israel from nuclear obliteration. Mr. Trump also insisted that if Iran failed to reach a final nuclear accord with the United States, a process that his aides say they expect will begin on Friday in Switzerland, he would restart military attacks on Tehran or make the United States the guardian of the Middle East in return for 20% of the region's revenues. Speaking on his 80th birthday, as his family could be heard gathering in the background for a celebratory dinner, he praised two authoritarians, President Xi Jinping of China and Vladimir Putin of Russia. I petitioned to add Xi Jinping to the dream team, the owners of the world, I mean, for aiding in the settlement or at least not interfering with the blockade of the strait. He was a total gentleman, Mr. Trump said of Mr. Xi, whom he visited in China last month. He didn't send a tanker along with 20 destroyers on each side of it to try and break up the blockade, an act that would have put the Chinese and American navies into potential conflict. So the men of the world are handling it. He's a very difficult guy, Mr. Trump said of the Israeli prime minister. And to be honest with you, he should be very thankful for us for doing this, because if Iran had a nuclear weapon, Israel wouldn't be around for 2 hours. So when the men of the world speak, sometimes it's a little spicy, but we'll work it out, right? Amazing stuff. A little bit of news, a little quick news from the ladies at the Skim, a terrible mass casualty event in Kansas City, Missouri. Plane carrying 11 skydivers and one pilot crashed Sunday afternoon after takeoff in what they're calling the worst skydiving incident in America. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that the UK will ban social media for those under 16. Big changes coming in the UK. What will life be like after that? Second Lady Usha Vance just clarified how Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica, influenced her decision to have another baby. I wonder how JD feels about that. Analysts, this World Cup squad could give us amazing stories coming up with all the FIFA World Cup matches. Incredible stuff over the weekend. And your ovaries on tech support. That's enough of the ladies at the Skim. We don't need any more news from them, right? I think we're good on all that. Appreciate the ladies at the Skim. Incredible. We got more JLP coming up. Jesse Lee Peterson for the second hour of Female Monday. Make sure you get your calls in, 888-775-3773. There are lines open. There's a line open for you if you want to get in there. More Jesse Lee Peterson second hour. Make sure you tune in. Coming right up. That's the Anchor Baby News for you.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, 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 doozy. What did Jesus mean when he said, we don't have the thing to put up there. I and my Father are one. I thought we had something to play. I and my Father are one. We have it now. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? Amazing. And the people had a fit. Oh, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit there and just watch the show, you got to do what you got to do. You can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Monday. And we take all calls, but Mondays is Female Monday. All my life. I had the fight.
You probably need a good black woman in the room.
My fatness doesn't devalue me.
Why?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm not afraid of her.
Just wanna have fun. Ain't nothing wrong with Tate having a little fun. What now? I want to go to the first time caller, Eddie, out of West Virginia. Eddie, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Eddie.
I just wanted to say I love the Lord Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's coming back one day soon, and I wish the world would turn to him, Brother Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yep. I hope you have a good day, and God bless you, brother.
You too. Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tay out of Asia, heard around the world. Tay, you are on the air.
Yo.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can now. Go ahead. He's having a problem with his phone again. Hold on, Tay. There, see if he have problems. Normally, he have problems with his phone. Ramir out of Las Vegas. Ramir, you are on the air.
top of the morning to you, Mr. Peterson. How are you?
All this well.
Amazing. So I do have a quick question to you, and pertaining to your question that you were telling in church, you were talking about, do you have a life type question, right?
Yes.
And, at first, when you asked that question, I was a little bit, because I've heard people say I don't have a life before. And back in the day when I was so-called bored, I would say the same thing. And I guess I have a question that kind of that derails to that question, that kind of stems from that question, which would be, is there such thing as wasting your life away? Or is there such thing as life, your life being a waste?
If you don't have a life, how can you waste a life?
That's a good point.
No, that was a question.
If you don't have a life,
how can you waste a life?
Yeah, that's a I always thought we do have a life.
And why did you think that?
Why did I think that?
Yes,
because I didn't look at it as in I own that life. That the life I'm living is not mine to own. But I say I do have a life, because if you say you don't have a life, then you're I thought that saying you don't have a life is basically not having any gratitude for the words, for the spirit, for the air that allows you to speak that word. Like, there's no gratitude in that when you say you don't have a life. But I see what you're saying. Like, you flip it around. You're like, if you don't have a life, I get that whole thing. But yeah, it's very interesting. So you don't think there's no such thing as wasting your life away, right? You can't waste a life.
If you don't have a life, how can you waste a life?
Yeah, but if you don't have a life, then what are you doing here?
Living.
Exactly. So how can you be living if you don't have a life?
How can you waste a life? Do you have your own life?
No.
And so
how can you waste it then?
If you don't have it, how can you waste it?
This is just, the answer to that is the famous answer that most people give to you, and that is, you're right, sir. You got a point, sir. Your point is on point. Oh, God. I want to answer the biblical question, because I just heard it for the first time, too.
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one?
God, I love this question. What he meant was that he does not listen to the devil, the thoughts in his head, that everyone around him at the time was occupied by the devil in their mind. So when he said that, me and my Father are one, he was literally saying that he's not thinking that he is in the moment, that God, the creator, is the one that is pushing him through. And when people heard that, the first thing they do, they point their fingers at, ooh, did you hear what he said? Ooh, he said that him and God are the exact same. And so it's like people today, like, they didn't have any really understanding. So I think that's what he meant when he said that, was that he was conscious, but people that were around him couldn't see that. So they just looked at it as if he was calling himself God. Which is weird, because everyone, all the churches today, that's what they push. They push that, see, Jesus is God. He said that. He said that him and God are one. And that fooled me for a long time, too. But thanks to you for clearing that up for me.
And I appreciate your input on the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Ramir.
Oh, thank you, buddy. You have a great day.
Appreciate you
very much.
You're welcome. 888-77-JESSE. Excuse me. Super chat.
Amazing. We got some super chats. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. I was about to say my own. My bad. thank you. And Heat says, Punchy, let's go see, he names a movie. It's about a man and his dog. And he says, Woof, who let the dogs out?
Thank you. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Elise with some coffees. Thanks. Have a blessed week to you and the crew.
Thank you. Appreciate your support. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus. Truth for Jesus bought you a coffee, and it reads like this. Truth for Jesus bought a green tea, saying Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. I hope Hake, he white, is reading this and not that Mexican from the north. Thanks, Jesse. Stay with it. You misspelled it, buddy. By the way, this is an Ireland flag.
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. But no hate today. Amazing.
Any crumbs left? Asks Super Trucker. Not jelly beans.
Amazing.
Peter says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
It was amazing. Thank you, Peter, and thanks for your support.
Mortensen asks, will the silent prayer always get us out of bed when we don't want to?
I don't know what that means.
I'm not too sure either.
I'm not clear about the question. Make it clear. Either call me, 888-77-5373, or make it clear on your Super Chat. The question is not clear. Thank you.
The Joshua says God is good.
And his mercy endures forever. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla says, happy birthday, Trump. Did you watch the UFC fights at the White House?
Happy birthday to the great white hope. And no, I didn't watch it. Did you watch it?
I did.
And how was it?
They're cool to watch.
Oh, yeah?
It was cool.
How long did it last?
A while. It went later than I thought. But
you watched
it? I know the title fight, and I don't even forget. I forget the names, but I know the title fight, the American one, on the White House lawn.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bop.
But no, I did not watch it.
Cloud Bop says, please read John 8:44.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jeff says, Jeff from Ohio, listen to the Fallen State episode with Laura. With Laura Howe this weekend. The British have a spirit of decorum with their speech that I absolutely love. Amazing interview.
Thank you. Check out last week, all of the Fallen State, but last week Fallen State was amazing. The FallenState.tv. Thank you.
Bree K with some coffees, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, Bree K. Amazing.
Diane says thank you, Jesse.
And thank you, Diane. I appreciate it.
Amazing. Oh, I got him right here. A few more. There's more here for you. And
he
I'm
said
right
that
here.
He didn't want the Mexican.
The Mexican. And he, with a coffee, says half breed.
That's all I ever heard.
The Holy Spirit was squatting all on your pineal this Sunday. Masterful delivery, like father, like son.
Thank you. It was amazing. Check out the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Happy. That's all I ever heard. Happy. I love and hate the world. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. Amazing.
I'm going to do my best Hake impression. And
Hake is jealous. Wait a minute.
Eugene says, good morning.
Good morning, Eugene.
Marilyn says, yesterday's fellowship was amazing, Uncle Jesse.
Thank you, Marilyn. I appreciate it.
Hannah says, best Sunday service yet. Thank you. Suddenly I could see there is no me or I, and it was like watching a stage full of screens and curtains and lights and walls collapse.
Amazing.
And you're right. I don't have a life. I'm either controlled by the devil when I'm unconscious or lived through by God's spirit. Thank you, Jesse and crew.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. What? Amazing. Thank you.
And Heat bought coffee. Jesse, that UF site was so epic. Never seen anything like it. It was incredible. Trump truly is America's dawn. P.S. After seeing Trump is selling his gold coin for 12 thou, I take back all the things I said.
See?
About your little coin. Looks like it is priced fair even without the LOL. Long live the great white hope. That's true. Yeah.
That's what?
No, it's true.
I tried to tell you, Jesse Peterson coin is amazing, and the price is right on the money. Watch this ad.
It's at the top, Kurt.
Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing. And tomorrow, we have a nice little surprise for you. Let's go with that. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND and get your coin now. They're going fast. We only had 250 of them. Amazing. Thank you.
Jessica with the Cash App says, love your lives.
Thank you, Jessica. I appreciate your support and right on.
Amazing. I read those. That's great. Glad I read all those. Those as well. It's amazing. Jessica caught up. Roy with a coffee says, can you play If by Rudyard Kipling for the Great White Hope's birthday?
That's a good suggestion. We'll do that today before the show ends. What a present for the Great White Hope. Right on. Thank you.
And a Cash App from Cornerstone. Amazing happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
And I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Nice. Get that If porn ready. Let me know when's ready. Let me go to Canada and talk to Yassin. Yassin out of Canada. Yassin, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Amazing. Great church yesterday.
It was amazing. You're right, man. Thank you.
Yeah, you laid down the law there at the end. I couldn't watch it live, but I was working. I'm up in the bush right now, so where the job site is, I ain't got no service. But I saw it later in the day, and yeah, it's funny how people want to believe Jesus is God so bad that they'll twist Jesus' words.
I know. Even when the truth is right there to show them that he's not. But because they've been told for so long they believed a lie, it's just hard to, they're like, no. It was so interesting.
I think the first thing was the biblical question. Could I answer that?
What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? What did he mean when he said that?
I think he meant that he's become with the present moment. You know, he's here now, and he's got the Holy Spirit with him.
Amazing. I appreciate that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
All right. And my second question was regarding dreams. I quit smoking weed like a while ago, maybe 3-4 months ago now, and dreams have been getting crazy, and like most of the time they're nightmares. But recently, in the last few days, I had one where I overcame in the dream. Like, I was riding a bike, I think like a tandem bicycle with my mother, and we were showing her around some neighborhood, and then all of a sudden the bike broke down, and she started turning into a child, and I had in my dream, the imagination of just grabbing her by the hair and dragging her to the next place. But instead I overcame the thought and started like preaching the truth to her.
What the?
Yeah, it was crazy. But I was wondering, if you, not as Jesse, but you know, as somebody who's overcome, struggle with that, or are you still tempted in dreams, or do you ever do the silent prayer in a dream, or?
I don't repeat the question for me again.
Have you ever caught yourself in a dream and tried to become present?
No, I haven't.
No, eh? Okay.
But what I do want to tell you that when you're dreaming, you're just in an unconscious state, and so don't make it a big deal, and just let it pass, and you'll be all as well.
Yeah. When I wake up from nightmares, and
yeah,
I don't dwell on them at all. But
yeah, because what's going to happen is eventually you're going to stop having dreams because you will be able to sleep consciously, and the dreams will start to go away.
Oh, so you don't have dreams?
Every blue moon, if I eat too much sweet potato or something, but
oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Because the more you practice being aware, staying awake, meaning not going into the thoughts and things, when you fall asleep, you're going to fall asleep. But don't try to do this. Just let everything happen naturally. You will fall asleep in a state of consciousness. But let that happen on its own. You'll grow into that.
Okay.
And so rarely, rarely will you have dreams, if any at all.
Nice. Okay. One last comment I want to make, and I'll let you go. A few months ago, I don't know how long now ago, I called in and I was talking about having watched all your archive footage and really loving that and asking your crew if they could keep posting that. And they did, which was cool. But at the time that I was watching them, they only had like, I think maximum like 200 or 300 views. Like, and this was like 2 years ago. And now I check back on those archive footage. Some of them have almost 20,000 views.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Stay here.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good day, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Thank you.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753. Let me go to Tay out of Asia before his phone drop again. Tay, let's try it again. You're on the air.
Yo, what's up?
All is well, Tay.
I got a question for you, and it might be relating to the biblical question, too, about what did Jesus mean when he said, me and my father are one? That's the biblical question, right?
Right. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my father are one?
Okay, so earlier I was watching one of your old videos like 9 years ago. Like, they keep on popping up, like the same videos popping up for me over and over again because I know I haven't got it yet. So God is like keep sending them back to me over and over. And like the video I was watching, you were talking about, you have mentioned, you probably won't remember that you said it, but I mean, it's truth. So you're going to know you said it. So like you said that, like when we be still and know God, right? Like there's like really no need to like outwardly have to say words or pray, because when we speak out loud, we talk to our left hand. It was a video when you were saying, like, don't tell the left hand what the right hand is doing.
Don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing.
Right. And the left hand is basically saying, right, that's listening. And he could, you know, feed on that. And right?
Yes.
Right.
Meaning, don't try to hold on to anything. When you hear the truth, don't hold on to that. When you hear the lie, don't hold on to that. Don't hold on to anything.
Right. Yeah, I understand. And the left hand is just basically the devil, right? Is out of mind. Right.
You can say that, yes.
Okay, all right. And my question is, I've been seeing that video like maybe like last year, but like I didn't really understand it, but like this time when I watched it, like I kind of like got understanding more, and like usually I will be repeating the truth, but like I'll be repeating it over and over again, like you know, I'll be repeating it, you know, passing it down to my left hand, and then the left hand be telling me stuff, like, you know, feeding me that info, but like I'm getting better at it. But my question is, I was just sitting in silence for a long time, right? I'm getting more better at that. You know, rather than listening to music or doing something, just really going through it. And, like, I was being bombarded with a lot of thoughts and stuff, right? But I was just enduring, just being silent. And for some reason, like, I had, like, a lot of peace. And I had kind of got, like, revelation. And it's like God was speaking to me, but it wasn't with words. And I was like, this was what it means to, like, be one with God. Like, I don't really have to communicate with God. But in order for me to do that, I have to, like, overcome the thoughts and be present. Because if I'm in my thoughts, in my head, I can't really hear God speak to me. So, like, is that true? Like if I'm really one with God, like let's say if I have, like a plan or something, right? Like, God tell me to do something, or God's trying to communicate with me. Like, if I'm truly present with him, then I don't need to pray with words. Like, I will already know by just being present. Is that true?
You said a lot. Make your question simple for me.
All right. If we're, like, truly one with God, do we have to outwardly pray with words?
No. But don't plan to or not to. If words come, fine. If they don't, fine. But no, you don't have to.
Okay. All right. So, like, say if I'm, like, going on a trip somewhere, right? Like, anything, right? I don't have to, like, be like, God protect me or anything, because I already know that I'm protected because I'm walking with him already.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. He's with you.
Okay. But it's the illusion that's like the thoughts that try to get to us.
And it's a thought. First of all, your parent, your mama, and the church and everybody will tell you, "Oh, pray that the Lord be with you. Pray that God protect you." So you've been trained and to do that. So the devil used that against you, and because he said, "Well, if you don't say, Lord, be with me when I travel, then something's going to happen or whatever," right? But you've been brainwashed. Yeah. You've been trained to think and do that. Now your mind is being renewed from all the lies that you've been told all your life. It's happening naturally on its own.
Mm. Yeah, that's deep. And, you know, sometimes it's like the old self try to revert back to it, like, because it's new to me, you know?
Right.
So, like, sometimes I find myself, like, you know what I'm saying, reverting back to the old, like, way, but I'm just working on just staying present and just watching the thoughts.
That's
and everything.
Right. And when that happens, but don't make that a big deal either. If you find yourself reverted back to the old ways, no big deal, just come back to present. That's it. Don't make anything a big deal at all. Nothing is a big deal.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't got no more questions. I'm going to let you go.
All right. Stay with it, all right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, buddy.
All right. Appreciate you.
Okay. All the way from Asia, Tay, heard around the world. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing, sir?
All is well, Brady.
Hey, you were talking, that one guy called in. He said he quit smoking weed and his dreams were getting pretty intense. But I was waiting for you to say, to come back at him, all dreams are evil all the time. And I kind of wonder why you didn't speak up on that, because like when you always say all thoughts are evil all the time, your dreams are a form of thought, but what comes to you at night while you're sleeping. So my question is, are thoughts evil or good? Are dreams evil or good in your mind?
I wouldn't think of them either way, evil or not. No good. It's just an unconscious state that you're in while you're sleeping. So it's not a big deal if you don't make it a big deal.
I think there's a lot to learn from your dreams in for thousands of
years. Brady, hold on for me, all right? Hold on. Can you hold?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. 888-77 Jesse. Another break. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. I do shout outs for you. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, encouragement shout outs, congratulations shout outs, whatever the shout out is. Happy Father's Day shout out. Father's Day is coming up some point. Is it this Sunday?
It is Sunday, June 21st. Yep.
They coming Sunday is mm-hmm. Father's Day. What the? So get your shout-outs in for Father's Day. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Or you can go to shoutout.fans, FANS/Jesse Lee Peterson. Your Father's Day, you want to shout-out to the fathers. What the? And also, amazing merch. What an amazing gift for your father, right? For yourself and for your fathers. We have the Jesse Peterson silver coin, silver 250-year celebration coin with my face on it. Isn't that amazing? And then we have Punchy's coffee. Good. And then we have books. My books are amazing. And I will sign them, if you like. And then, oh, Lord, the T-shirts, the mugs, the hats, the everything. For fathers, great gift for fathers, for mothers, for sisters, for brothers, for wife, for friends, for and for yourself. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. And every dime goes right back into supporting the work that we're doing. So not only are you receiving, you are giving. That is amazing. And thank you all in advance. Let me go back to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying on the dream state, I think for thousands of years, man up to this point have used their dreams and dream analysis to guide them and you get insight from, I don't know, where whatever you want to call it, from God or the heavens at night while you have your dream sleep. And that's where a lot of your thoughts and your patterns in life, your life direction is derived from your subconscious through your dream state. And that's what you learn because it allows your soul to see what's going to happen in the future. That's like what you call deja vu. So I think I just would like to see you give a little bit more credit to people that rely on dream analysis and study what their dreams are. There's several people all through the history of man that use their dreams in science, and they'd wake up in the morning like Nikola Tesla, and he'd have all these inventions that were scribbled down from his dreams on paper. So something is coming through. When you're sleeping, I don't know what it is, the invisible ether energy of God, but it is making a point, and it's making its point in your soul and in your brain through a dream state.
Well, God doesn't talk to you in dreams because dreams are just thoughts. And when you fall asleep, you're in back into thoughts. And God has nothing, and the thoughts which are of evil has nothing to do with God, and God has nothing to do with them. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts, and your imagination is not God's imagination. So you're just in an unconscious state, and nothing is real about it. And it's just like it is when you're awake and you're in an unconscious state. Nothing is real about being unconscious.
God does not talk
to you in dreams.
Okay, now take Edgar Cayce, the guy who did 14,000 documented and recorded psychic readings using dream state analysis.
Who is that?
Edward Cayce.
Where is Edward Cayce now?
He's 6 feet under.
Rest my case.
But all his recorded psychic readings using dream analysis, I would like you to look into because it's very fascinating. The guy was
I will check it out, but I want you to know dreams are never real.
I disagree with that. That's what you're giving into your soul. That's called insight, and that's what's been given.
But God doesn't want you in a dream state. He wants you awake.
But you're sleeping. That's
the problem. And that's the problem. All human beings are sleeping until they wake up, but they call their sleep awake.
Well, you're in a dream state. You're technically not sleeping. You've achieved a dream state. That's your third set of sleep pattern, and it's a good sleep. You want to achieve that.
No.
That's how your body.
You want to overcome that state, not go deeper into that state.
Well, I don't really sleep well myself, but I'm happy when I have dreams.
You know why you don't sleep well?
I don't know, Jesse. You tell me.
You're in a dream state, and you won't wake up from it.
Well.
And then now that you think it's a good state to be in, woe unto you. You're bringing hell upon yourself.
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm handling it because I've been tormented.
But you don't want to handle it. You want to be awake. Nothing that you can handle.
I can tell you different stories about why I wouldn't go to sleep at night and things that had attacked me at a younger age, but that's for a different show. So,
all right.
When you have different,
I'll check happening. Out that doing. Just have information. I definitely will. But you don't want to be in a dream state, Brady. You want to be awake.
Yeah, it's hard to drive a vehicle when you're in a dream state, Jesse.
What?
It's hard to drive a car when you're in a dream state.
What do you mean?
Your eyes are closed and you're dreaming. Pretty hard to drive a car.
No, your eyes are wide open, but you're in a dream state and don't know it.
I know. I think I'm doing okay. I'm talking to you right now, so I know I'm not dreaming.
All right, Brady. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Teresa, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Teresa, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hear me? Hi. I like to ask about dreams. So from what I gathered, that dreams are from God and not of the devil, because the devil is not a creator of anything except for havoc. You know, I'm not sure. Because no, one this other pastor, I don't know his name.
We don't need his name.
He said dreams are from God.
Your pastor lied to you. Dreams are from Satan. You're just in an unconscious state of being. They are not from God. You're just lost in your head into thoughts, even while you're sleeping. But if you overcome anger, you can overcome that as well. Have you dropped your anger?
Yeah.
Have you dropped your anger?
Yes, I believe I have. Yeah, I believe I have. Oh, yeah.
And why do you believe you have?
Because I openly, I start remembering things, and then I start saying out loud, I forgive you. I forgive you.
But
I forgive you.
If you remember things, that means that you're still angry.
Well, it's just me reminiscing on things that I hadn't forgiven.
Have you
know
what
I'm saying? It's like
mother?
God bringing to my remembrance things I hadn't forgiven.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told
yes.
her?
Excuse me?
Did you tell your mother you forgive her?
I did. And I even asked her for forgiveness.
Why did you ask her for forgiveness?
We had issues. We had issues coming up. When I was coming up as a child, we had issues.
But why did you ask her for forgiveness?
She did the best she could.
Why did you ask her for forgiveness? Why did you do that?
Because I was a wild child. And
but you were just like your mama.
But I still asked her for forgiveness because I wasn't the best daughter I could
have
been.
Because she wasn't the
best mama.
I could have
been a better daughter.
But she wasn't the best mama. That's why you were not the best daughter. You were just like her.
Anyway, so I had a dream.
Why did you ask your mama? I want to come back to the dream, but why did you ask your mama for forgiveness?
It wasn't a dream. She passed away.
Why did you ask your mother for forgiveness? Why did you do that?
Because I wanted forgiveness because I put her through so much.
But that's because she put you through so much.
And that's the reason why I forgave her.
Right.
And I asked for forgiveness.
But did God tell you to ask anyone for forgiveness?
I don't know. I just felt it for compelled to ask for forgiveness.
No, you're never supposed to ask another person for forgiveness. Only God forgive as we forgive others. When you forgave your mother, that's all you need to do. You didn't need to ask her. If she had any decency in her at all, she would have apologized to you for screwing up your life.
One time she was angry, and I used to accuse her for everything that happened in my life. And she just broke down and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Right on.
You know, she broke down and told me she was sorry, you know. And I was like, wow, you know. Anyway, I had a dream a couple of weeks ago, and the dream said, just tell her you love her. And I see myself kissing her and telling her I love her and I miss her. And I woke up, and it was a pleasant dream. And I don't believe that was a dream from the devil.
No, that sounds like a guilt dream. You felt bad that you resented her, and so now you had this dream about telling her that and forgiving her so you feel good.
Well,
how old are you?
I'm 58 years old.
Oh, okay. So have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
My father was never really around. He was always working. He was an alcoholic. He died from cirrhosis of the liver. And he was never around, and I think they were separated when I was at the age of 16, they were separated, and he was living with some other woman, you know.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I didn't know I was supposed to forgive him.
Yeah.
But if anything, I need to be protected from my father. He's my stepfather, by the way, the only father I ever knew. If anything, I need you to forgive my mother for not protecting me from my father, if anything.
Well, yeah, forgive her for that, too. But where's your real father?
He's dead. I never even knew my real father. All I saw was pictures of him.
And why
I never knew
never,
my real father.
Why not? Why you never knew him?
Well, because he got remarried and had another set of children. And when the first time I even knew I had another father was at the age 8, and he had called. And my mother called me to the phone and says, telephone. I answered, and I said, who is this? He said, this is your father. I said, my daddy's sitting right here, right? And I didn't even know I had another father, right? And then the next time I heard from him, I don't know how I felt at that time. I was confused. But I know at 16, he called again 8 years later, and he said he was going, he knew my birthday was coming up, and he said he was going to come through, and he was a truck driver, and he asked me what I wanted, and I told him I wanted a red 10 speed, and he said he will come, and my mother told me he wasn't going to come. Don't believe him. He's a liar, you know, and so I didn't believe her. I believed him, and I sat on the stairs of our house waiting for him to pull up, and he never came, you know, and I cried, and my told everybody my daddy was coming. I was embarrassed, and I was ashamed, and I was angry, and I cried, and my mother said, I told you he wasn't coming, you know.
And did you tell your mother to shut up?
No, I just ignored what she said. I ignored what she said.
Good. And so did you forgive your father for not being there for you?
You know what? It's funny because I don't think I did.
Why not?
I don't think I have.
How would God forgive you if you don't forgive your father?
Well, I'm trying to. It is what it is, because I needed my father to protect me from the world.
Yes.
Because the world had no love for me, and I learned a lot of things. It was a hard-learned experience.
Right.
And God is just now opening my eyes and drawing everything that happened to me in life. Seemed like it drew me closer to God. And I've been through some stuff, okay? No one could walk even a half a block in my shoes. my life wasn't easy.
And so you need to forgive your father for not being there. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother.
Okay. Okay. Anyways.
Have you have children?
I do not. I'm 58 years old. I don't have any children. I have a dog. I got a host of nephews and nieces.
Oh, okay.
But I don't have any children.
Oh, okay. Good. But you got to forgive your father so God can forgive you. And then do the silent prayer so God can catch up with you, the truth can catch up with you, and bring you out of your imagination and set you free.
Okay. What is the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Wait a minute, write this down.
Okay.
Rebuilding the man. One second. Rebuilding the man.
Yeah. rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer.
Okay.
And I want you to start doing that so you can calm down and the truth is going to catch up with you and bring you out of the darkness of your imagination and make you free. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Yeah. Okay.
You to start that way, you know, right now you still do a little hooping and hollering prayer if you want. But once you're done hooping and hollering, be still and know God.
Well, I pray in my mind.
No, you can't pray
out loud.
No.
I pray out loud.
And who are you praying to when you pray out loud?
Well, I to God.
But God not hearing it. Have you noticed those prayers are never answered?
Actually, I beg to differ for now because I asked for supernatural deliverance because I was heavily on drugs. And then I woke up the next day without desire for drugs. And I haven't had drugs since. And I haven't had desire, haven't had any using dreams. They call me using dreams. Haven't had any of that. It's like God's truly delivered me. I cried out loud to God.
So what you start doing in the place of drugs? You overeating? You over what now?
Well, I do overeat a little bit. But now I'm starting to walk on the track now. And I've cut back on overeating.
Yeah,
overeat anymore.
You stop doing drugs, but you start peeking out.
All right, Ben. And now I don't. You know, it's all a process. I believe it's all a process.
Well, do the silent prayer, right?
Yeah. Until I figure it out, you know. I'm just trying to figure stuff out. You know, I'm trying to let life flow. And actually come to the knowledge of the truth, you know?
Yeah.
And understand what it is that I truly desire, and I do desire a lifestyle, evil free lifestyle or a guilt free lifestyle, a regret free lifestyle,
yes.
A Christian lifestyle.
Right.
You know, and it's not about hooper and hollering. Because I don't hoop and holler. It's not like that, you know. And when I drive, I listen to gospel music, and some of them really resonate in my spirit. And I just have to raise my hand while driving and say, "Thank you, Lord," because it resonates in my spirit. Some songs, you know.
Okay, let me tell you this because of time. You're never going to be able to figure this out. You have to see your way out. You can't figure it out. If you do the silent prayer and you do what it tells you to do, you're going to see your way out of these situations because you're never going to be able to figure them out. When you try to figure things out, you and Satan are one. But when you see your way out, you and God are one.
Rebuilding the man / silent prayer. Prayer.com, right?
No, rebuildingaman.com.
/silent prayer. Okay.
So you don't want it. You can't figure your way out of this stuff. You got to see your way out. And the light of God will show you the way out. He'll bring you out of all your memories, all of your so-called futures, and you'll live with God, and it'll be amazing, all right?
Okay.
All right, let me know how it goes.
Thank you for your time. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. We have Super Chat?
Yep.
Super Chats.
Just a couple of Super Chats here. Jamie with a coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk asks, "Hake in jail, be real with us." People are worried. We got some super chats from YouTube.
He's not in jail. He'll be back soon. He was here Sunday. Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul says, "Answer to the biblical question.
What did Jesus mean when he said, 'I and my Father are one'?"
He was setting the example for us.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I got to take a break. Wow.
To responsibility.
One more hour to go. Back in a moment.
Was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
That was Jesse Lee Peterson's second hour, and his third is coming right up. But first, a little bit of news with the anchor, baby. Donald Trump, as I told you, jetting around, even though 80, could he be stomped, went to France after UFC doing this and that. And he's saying, and they're saying he's launched a furious attack on G7 leaders moments after landing in Europe. They're having a big old meeting, right? Moments after arriving in Europe for the G7 summit, President Donald Trump labeled the country's third world in a scathing post on Truth Social. Sadly, if you import people from third world countries, you quickly become a third world country. And there's not a thing you can do about it. Make America great again. Trump's post comes as he and his G7 delegation have touched down in France for a summit with various world leaders, gathered to discuss issues plaguing the world and how best to address them. You can imagine if you set up the scenario, you got Iran, the Strait of Hormuz, all the security issues. You can imagine none of these people want to talk about this. This is hurting their stomachs, and it probably explains this headline from CNN. An awkward family gathering. Trump and G7 leaders convene in France amid geopolitical divergences. They call him daddy. Trump, Jesse, proven right again. All the kids are feeling a pain in their stomach having to deal with their father. For weeks, President Donald Trump and his advisors have looked ahead warily to this week's Group of Seven summit in France. But it's not that interesting. So you can read that if you'd like later. Because this is a known thing about Trump. He's never had too much of a importance on these G7 summits. And he has a bit of history. Trump has, in fact, CNN reports on that. Trump has never been a particular fan of attending G7 summits. In his first term, he consistently questioned advisors whether his presence was necessary and wondered what could be accomplished without the presence of countries like Russia and China, etc. They had protests out there protesting this G7 summit and this summit here, with Teslas being burnt, and violence erupted here back home as well. At Nick's celebration in Times Square, this crowd lights his school bus on fire. You see some of these videos? A crowd celebrating the New York Knicks NBA championship in Times Square turned violent overnight as some lit a school bus on fire and smashed windshields. And I saw such scenes and I thought, the poor deserve to be poor. No one reported that. That was just the anchor, baby. The New York PD said numerous arrests were made in the hours after the Knicks defeated the Spurs and the crowd of rowdy fans stopped being peaceful, forcing officers in riot gear to move in. What an absolute mess. Police said dozens of people climbed onto a row of school buses parked in Times Square after shuttling fans to the World Cup in New Jersey, then ripped off hoods and smashed windshields before igniting one of the buses. Officials said a total of 5 school buses were lit on fire, and they're investigating a shooting that occurred near Times Square at around 2 a.m. 17-year-old was struck in the foot. 3 people were taken into custody. Never be at dumb places at dumb times. And they are reporting that Trump did have a reaction of sorts. Some call it an awkward reaction. They have different characterizations here. The ladies at the Skim Dose say that Trump's awkward reaction as fighter Josh Hokett yells vile Michelle Obama slur at White House UFC event. Let me correct myself. Apologies. This is from the Daily Mail. Donald Trump is said to have flashed half a smile when UFC fighter Josh Hokett cried out Michelle Obama is a man in his post-fight interview during Sunday's UFC match at the White House. Hokett was being interviewed by Joe Rogan inside the octagon after stopping Derek Lewis in the second round. He had exited the cage moments earlier to give Trump, who was sitting ringside, a necklace and returned for a moment of glory. He also fist bumped Melania, actually. I saw that. Shout out to Trump for having the stuff to put this on. If I'm going to say anything, there's only one more person incredible than the Incredible Hulk, and that's my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That was from that fighter. So not everything he said was a vile, nasty lie. Some of you believe this stuff. What an absolute mess. Jesse Lee Peterson is coming up for the third hour of Female Monday. We got lines open and all that. 888-775-3773. That's enough news. We got Jesse Lee Peterson's show, third hour, coming right up. ¶¶
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new for this week. What did Jesus mean when he said, I and my Father are one? I and my Father are one. And then they stoned him. What did he mean when he said that? Amazing question. I and my Father are one. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen as it is happening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605. I might as well take my headset so I'm not hearing to them at all. 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Everybody gets a call!
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Amazing. What a mess. What a mess. Female Monday, 888-77-JESSE. Someone requested the if poem, one of the super chat. I forgot the name now. My bad. Sorry about that. Yesterday was the Great White Hope birthday. And we talked about all the amazing, was some of the amazing things he's done. And yesterday was an amazing day. In that, it was Flag Day. It was celebration of the military. It was announcement that an agreement has happened or is happening with Iran. They're about to sign. They had the WFC fight, WFC fight at the White House for the first time ever. Well, I don't know about ever, but the first time ever. And it was the Great White Hope birthdays. Birthday! 80 years old, according to the report. And someone requested the if poem. And that's starting to get better now. A little bit more. And my headset. Finally, I feel like I'm in. I want you to encourage you to really listen and pay attention to this if point, and you will understand and know Donald Trump. You will know who he is and why he's able to live the way that he lived. And you can do it too, if you were to do the if. And you can do the if you want to do the if. So pay attention to this if poem, all right? Really pay attention, and any man or woman on the planet, if you can do this, you will be free. And this I promise you. Here we go. For Donald Trump, happy birthday, and for you to understand who he is. Watch this.
If, by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on, if you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Amazing. That's Donald Trump. And that can be you too, but you got to go through hell to get to that. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. That's who Donald Trump is, folks. And every man and every woman that's overcoming the fallen state, that will be you too. You will deal with life in the same manner, or even better, greater, all right? The if is amazing and so true. I can't even find the words to tell you how true it is. If you can do those things. And that's amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Ireland and talk to Ryan out of Ireland. Ryan, you are on the air.
Hey, Matt. Hope you're well.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, I was just wanted to ask you something that's been on my mind recently about college, if that's okay.
Okay.
I started this college course 7 months ago or so, around the time I moved out. And I did an accounting course online. And soon after I started, I was seriously considering stopping it because I thought I just bought it in the moment because you know how like you kind of hear other people are in college and you're thinking like you're gonna fall behind if you don't do something as well. So I started for that reason, but I barely know what I do, to be honest. I don't know myself well enough to know, but So pretty much I didn't leave the course and I got three exams done and I'm nearly finished the first part of the course. And I'm it's come back to my mind again. I'm like, why am I even doing it? Like, I don't know why I'm even doing it. I understand that I could get a job out of it at the end, but it's, I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, how do I know if I should leave it or not?
And so you're taking an accounting course?
Yeah, it's all online, so I do it from my bedroom, but...
Are you doing it because you want to do it, or are you doing it because you think you got to fail in life if you don't?
It's probably the latter, honestly.
Which one?
Probably, I think I might fail in life, yeah. Like I have a job, I'm working full-time, so I don't really want more money. Like, of course everyone would like more money, but I don't really... It never even comes to my mind that much. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I do. So if you don't want it, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't do it under pressure that you got to go to college. Or if you don't do it, you're going to fail in life. There's no such thing as failing in life, right? You got a job, you get your bill paid, you're doing fine. So you got to start living your life and never, ever, 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 ever compare it to someone else. You live your life and wish everybody else well, but you live your life.
I hear you. And, you know, it's that thing where if you tell people, like, you're just working, like, I just work in a petrol station, like, on the till, and you could say, like, you know when people ask you, what are you doing? Like, are you doing college or anything? And you say, no. And then they kind of come to the conclusion that you're just working full-time in a petrol station. You can see that they think, like, oh, you're not going to go anywhere. And then they start saying, would you not do this? Would you not do that? And it's like, you know, why don't you do it? Like, you're in the petrol station with me.
That's right.
so it's like, yeah, I think I am just doing it for that reason, yeah.
Yeah, I would encourage you as of this day, but do what you want. But I recommend... Never, ever, 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 ever again think about what others are thinking or anything like that. You just live your life and don't be angry. Stay away from anger and resentment. Stay present. And you will have a life that your mind cannot conceive or your heart can understand. You will have an amazing life. But you got to live your life and not think about the past or the future or what someone else is thinking or what they're doing. Let them live the life they want to live, and you live your life, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. So do you think, like, maybe I should quit the course, just keep working? Because I do like the job I'm in, although... And I was about to say that, although it doesn't pay much, but like, the pay doesn't even bother me. So I suppose I do like the job. And do you think I should just continue with that and see what happens?
Only you make that. I can't make that decision for you. You make that decision. You make it. No one else to make it for you. Then you'll be free. But if someone else make it for you, including me, you're going to think that you made a mistake and you're going to regret it. You make that decision for your own life.
Okay, I get you. I'll have a think about it, but I won't think too long on it. I'll just... figure it out.
And live your life. Just live your life, Ryan, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one step at a time.
Okay, cool.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. I'm still doing it morning and night. But,
okay.
We spoke recently one-to-one, and I asked about, I think I asked you to clarify three times if I'm doing it right, and I knew... that when it was over, I would still be doubting myself, and I still am.
Yeah, but that's not even you doubting yourself. That's the doubt is not coming from you. It's coming from the thoughts and emotions, and you're calling it you. Stop cooperating with thoughts. Stop cooperating with evil. Don't have anything to do with it. Don't communicate with it. Don't agree with it. Don't call it you. Don't feel guilty. None of this stuff. Stop cooperating with Satan.
And
he will be taken away from you.
Okay, cool. Do you think I could ask one more thing?
Yes.
So one more thing would be, I have I didn't say this to you when I spoke to you one-to-one, but last time I was on the show, or one of the times I was on the show, you said I should tell my mom to back off, right?
Yes.
And then soon after that, I actually did do that thing. I said, I'm not, I won't be seeing you for a while. I wish you well. And that was it. But, you know, she keeps sending me stuff because she knows the address I'm in. She keeps sending me presents, you could say, like gifts. And I don't even want any of them. I have a lot of them for sale on an adverts thing in Ireland, but I don't like, you know, it's like, I feel like, I did forgive her, but it's like, I can see, like, say for you, for example, of course, I don't know exactly what your life was like, but from what you said about forgiving your mother, it seemed like there was already a little bit more distance between you two because you probably had brothers and sisters, etc. And so when you forgave her, it was kind of like the rope was cut and you didn't really, maybe you didn't see her that much. And of course, this is only me guessing, but, you know, maybe it was more, how do I say, there was less connection after maybe you did it or other people do it because they have no brothers and sisters. But once I did it with my mother, it's like she's still hanging on by a thread or whatever. She's like trying to stay in my life in whatever way she can. Like, and I still have that sense like she thinks she owns me or something like that. You right. know what I mean?
Yeah, and, I do.
Yeah, and it's like, I have had a taste of that moment where after I forgave her, I saw her as like a normal person. And I didn't even realize up until that point, I was looking at her as like a god or a godly figure yeah. in my life. Like, yeah. I have to like do what she says. But I got a glimpse of that. She's just a person like me. And it's not really, I don't think it's there right now. And maybe I shouldn't be looking for it, but pretty much what I'm trying to say is, how do you, like, do I have to keep forgiving her or do I have to forgive her whenever, like, she sends me something or, you know, I don't know how to deal with that.
If you've already gone and forgiven her, you don't need to do that anymore because if you truly have forgiven her, you're going to live in a state of forgiveness. And if she insists on doing that, so you say you're putting the things that she's sending you, you're putting them up for sale, you say?
Yeah, I don't need any of it. Like, I really don't.
So why don't you send them back to her?
I could do that. You know, the reason I didn't is because it'll cost me money to send it back.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Well, don't do that. Do your father live with her?
My dad, he died when I was very young.
All right, here's what I recommend then, based on everything you said. When she send them to you, don't get angry, don't resent her, just don't respond to her at all. And if you want the gift, keep it. If not, whatever you want to do, and put it up for sale, make money from it. And but don't get angry or frustrated at all because the evil in her is trying to still get to you to get a reaction from you so it can still control you. Don't react at all. Just realize she's insane and she can't help it, and it's not personal.
Okay, yeah.
And that way, you know, Satan can't tell you, oh, you have not forgiven her and all that. You have forgiven her, but that's what the devil does. He hunts you down and still try to hold on to you through other people. But don't resent her. When you get the gift, if you put it up for sale or throw it away or whatever you want to do, but don't resent her and don't respond to her.
Okay. Yeah, I have cut, like, all contact with her, except I did text her once to say, stop sending me gifts, I have no space. And it was just a quick message, nothing to it, and I haven't even opened any replies or anything.
And she still won't stop?
After I sent that message, she said she didn't realize I haven't got much space, but I still got, like, since then I've still got two things from her. So maybe she just sent what she had there for me, hopefully. Oh, yeah.
If she should do it again, and I don't like doing it, but let's say she does it again, send her a text that said, I asked you to stop doing it. Why are you so evil? You know, ask why are you so evil? I asked you to stop doing this. And then be done with her. But don't react, okay?
Okay. Well, cool. That's everything answered. Thank you.
You stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. It'll become clearer and clearer and clearer.
Okay.
And as far as that school thing, it's totally up to you. You go if you want to do it, and you don't if you don't want to. It's totally up to you.
I know we've gone on probably a bit longer than is normal, but just on that, I suppose, isn't it normal for someone who is in college to have doubts about it?
Maybe, I don't know. Most people go to college not because they want to, but because they've been trained all their life by their parents or someone told them that they need to go to college. Most people do not go to college just because they want to. It's a brainwashing process that takes place the moment they pop out of the mother womb.
Yeah, when I hear that, it rings more true for me when I hear something like that than, you know, that I actually do want to do it. How do I say this? I'm leaning more on the side of, yeah, I'm just doing it because of what you said, like brainwashing, etc. But
yeah,
I suppose it's the fear of not knowing if you're going to go anywhere or if you're not going to be anything. But I don't even know if I want what I'm doing. You know,
And there is nowhere to go. You're already where you're going to go. You're already there. If you stay present, you're already there. There's nowhere else to go. You just live and let life happen.
I hear you. Okay.
Stay with it, man.
I will. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Heard around the world, it's the same spirit everywhere. That mama spirit. That mama spirit. That's why the spirit of truth says that every human being, everyone, I don't care where you are, who you are, what you have or don't have, must be born of the Father. Everyone who is born of the flesh, your mama, must be born of the spirit of the Father. Otherwise, your life will be miserable. You're never going to be happy until you return to the Father. Ain't nothing on the planet that can bring you peace except for that. You got to return to the Father. Every boy, every girl, every man, every woman. I want to give you this, and then I go back to your calls and your super chats. Apparently, they had a football game the other night, I guess Saturday. It was a basketball? Oh, he's telling me basketball in my ear here. And the New York, let me see who won. Oh, the Knicks won. New York Knicks won is a football game. I mean, basketball, yeah, right, basketball. And all hell broke loose. Fox News has reported more than 60 people were arrested in the streets of New York City in the hours after the Knicks captured their first championship in 53 years. Saturday night, as celebration gave way to mayhem and violence. Watch this from KHOU 11.
All right, last night the New York Knicks ended the NBA Finals, beating the Spurs 94-90 to become the 2026 champions. And Knicks fans all over the country were celebrating the win. Some took that excitement a little too far. Oh, yeah, it was a mess. Those are Knicks fans in New York City destroying and then setting fire to a school bus that was being used to transport soccer fans from the first World Cup game yesterday between Brazil and Morocco. This is not how we wanted to show up. We're told that a 17-year-old was shot in the foot during this mass chaos. Three people were taken into custody.
Yikes.
So what I don't understand, why the clicking is happening. What I don't understand What does winning a basketball game have to do with violent, destroying people's property? What is that all about? And they didn't even play the game. They just showed up for the game, and they go out and destroy people's property. I don't understand that. I don't see how one goes with the other, except for the thrill of it. Winning the game is not thrill enough. They got to do some violent stuff to get even more thrill. Isn't that amazing? That doesn't even make sense to me. All for the thrill of it. Human beings love thrills. Human beings love thrills. What a mess. My producer's telling me that New York City is Gotham City. What is Gotham City?
Gotham City is the fictional city that Batman operates in.
Oh, destroying your own city? That what it means?
He's saying that New York City is as wild and chaotic like Batman's Gotham City.
Why do these people bother having these games and things in New York, knowing that they're not going to be able to control the people? They go out and destroy the city. What a mess.
Still makes money.
And you think that's bad, folks. And it is. New York Post is reporting that. Remember we told you that during the last election we just had for mayor and all that? That we reported that, and allegedly, somebody went downtown, supported Carrie Bass, and paid the homeless people money to vote for Carrie Bass, according to the report. Well, it ain't over yet. New York Post is reporting that homeless people living in Los Angeles Skid Row claim they've been told to sign multiple registration forms, forged signatures, and offer cash to fill out voter information by people working for political partners. Why is this from the New York Post?
So who do you think these people are with the ballots? Are they like political?
They're working for political parties, yeah.
They are.
That's obvious.
Well, for like Democratic parties or for who?
We don't ask and they don't tell.
We don't ask and they don't tell.
But we know that they got to answer to somebody by what they said. Don't f*** it up because it's not authentic. I don't want to have to scratch it out. And don't let your signature look like the other signature. Can you use your other hand or can you write with your foot or your nose? I'm serious.
They ask you to do that?
Yeah.
Ballots?
And I've done it just so I can get the money and add it up and get my Fetty out of
time. How many ballots would you sign at once?
At least, like, if I was lucky, 4 or 5.
4 at a time?
Or 5. No, they want us to vote for whatever the ballot is.
Collect as many names as you can to make sure, you know, you're taken care
keep
of.
Keep them down here.
Yeah, and the homeless
keep,
people.
So keep you here as long as possible.
Right.
So they could just use you for whatever they need
you
for.
Yeah, use you.
For profit.
Yeah, use you. It's a non-profit scam.
And then from that you get, sign these petitions, sign this ballot,
do this. And I've been propositioned with bank fraud, phone fraud, voter fraud, PayPal fraud. You name it. They've came at me every f***ing which way down here. And I'm nothing special. They're not only using me, they're using a lot of people.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I think I need to take a break. I'm not sure. Let me take a quick break. Stretch off on pills.net. Back in a moment. Nick, go help him.
Thank you.
Okay. Finally, my headset is working well again. Hank is out and everything fall apart. What the? So, announcement. No hate report today at the top of this hour. Hopefully, you'll be back tomorrow. We'll see. He is working on himself recovering. No hate report. The Anchor Baby is coming up. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. And then check out Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. Punchy TV, you can podcast. Every Wednesday, he has a brand new episode of Bill on Punchy TV. All right? And thank you all for your donations and your support. Go to JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. No, that's not right. JLP. Go to JesseLeePeterson.show. He tell me no.
That's so.
What?
.com/show.
Right. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. Or you can call Bond at 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Or you can mail it in. Make a check of money all out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or do the stretch off. You can scan the QR code to donate to support Bond, all right? So I'm being told you can just JLP talk that.
JLPtalk.com works as well, just like Jesse Lee.
How come it doesn't show up there that says JLP Talk? I never see it anywhere. Amazing! But thank you for your support. I wanted to show you these two things really fast, and then I go back to the to your phone calls and your super chats. USA Today has reported that a 68-year-old Minnesota female who had been missing for 3 days was found alive after becoming trapped in mud. Watching from WCCO.
We noticed that there was a body in the puddle next to the van.
She uttered up to us, "Help me." And that's when we transitioned our form of thoughts to, this is a rescue mission.
New at 10, an encounter on a Minnesota trail that two men will never forget. They found a missing woman stuck in the mud. She had been there for 3 days. This video shows rescue crews rushing to help free the 68-year-old on Saturday. The men who found her say she had been stuck on her back and was badly sunburned. They say her van got stuck on the trail, so she got out and fell into the mud that she said was like quicksand. This all happened east of Park Rapids, where the men have been riding their ATVs for the past decade. They say they almost always use the same trail, but not on Saturday.
I have never mapped that trail in my life, ever. We changed everything, how we do everything, for some reason. And it had to be God. It had to be.
The missing woman was about 100 miles away from her home. Police are trying to figure out why she was there.
Amazing, huh? What the? What's going on? And one last one for now. Apparently, there was a crash. And 12 people were killed over the weekend. I didn't even hear about this until this morning. My producer, if I heard about it, I didn't pay attention to it. Maybe I saw it and just didn't pay attention to the report. CNN just reported it. Did y'all hear about this? A pilot and 11 passengers were killed Sunday after their airplane crashed moments after takeoff at a Western Missouri Airport. In one of the deadliest U.S. skydiving plane crash in decades. Watch it from ABC News.
Tonight, officials say a pilot and 11 skydivers on board a small plane were killed shortly after takeoff. At around 11:30 this morning, initial 911 calls reported the plane had crashed and burst into flames at Butler Memorial Airport, about an hour south of Kansas City.
The plane took off, and then at that point, it went down. We're not sure exactly anything beyond that.
The plane was a Pacific Aerospace P-750, like this one, used primarily for skydiving and cargo flights. It can hold up to 17 skydivers.
We're still trying to identify family and make notifications.
Butler's airport is small. Skydiving is popular in the area. The skydiving season in Missouri usually begins in the spring and lasts until October.
There's nothing we really can say to make it better. We just pray for them and their loved ones and their friends and their family, and hope that they can recover.
Lindsay, tonight it's unclear why the plane crashed. The FAA and NTSB say they'll be investigating to figure out what happened on takeoff.
What a mess, huh? That's amazing. Was it a DEI driver? What the? When these things happen, the first thing that go to my mind, it has to be DEI. But maybe not. I'm not sure. But may their souls rest in peace. What a mess. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Back to YouTube with those super chats we left off. Marcus with the super chat says, the Bible Thumper is going to have a field day with this biblical question.
That's
mess,
sure.
But much expected.
Thank you. What a mess.
Biggie says, was the UFC fighter wrong to call Michelle a man?
It was wrong. People are cruel, so they do what they want, but it was the wrong time, that's for sure. It was at a major celebration with the president there, and you want the whole world to enjoy 250 years of America, and it served no purpose for him to do that at that time. You know what I mean? Amazing. Thank you.
ADHD says, that's a big biblical question this week. I believe it means Jesus and God the same, meaning Jesus is God. No Trinity nonsense. God is powerful.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Selena welcomes to the GLP show members.
Thank you, Selena. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Alex from Texas says, where is Hake? Where is Hake, the guy with the good hair? He's on fire. Is he lost in the woods and needs a helicopter to rescue him?
he'll be back soon. What the? Remember him in your prayers. Amazing. Thank you.
Jack Bennett, appreciate the donation. Kevin as well says, tithe on tip.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it.
Scale Lab, we appreciate your super chance. And he says, I love you, Jesse. He asks something about Hake. I don't know why he would ask this, so I won't repeat it. And
repeat that?
Scale says, I love you, Jesse. He also asks something about Hake, but I don't know why he would ask such a question.
Okay.
And I dare not repeat it.
Right on.
If stay, no diggity with a super chat says, if, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Thank you.
Jim says, Trump is turning our troops back to American fighting men and women. I'm seeing it more and more every day. Thank you, President Trump.
The Great White Hope is turning America back into America. Now, we got to appreciate it. Be grateful. You have not had the type of president we have now. What a job he's taking on. And putting his all into it and making it work. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Scale says, Jesse for president in 2028, the great black hope.
Thank you. I will continue what the president is doing. Amazing. Don't we have a women's forum this Thursday?
We do.
Is it in my, I didn't mention it at all today because it's not in my packet.
This Thursday is women's forum.
Yeah, this Thursday is ladies' forum at 7 p.m. It is the third Thursday of the month already, believe it or not. So come on down, ladies, at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Lori with a coffee says, morning, Jesse. Hi, Nick. Church was beautiful. I don't have a life. I don't have virtues or non-virtues. Also, I find myself turning more to AI for questions or social media. So I am watching that, and I will only use my phone for practical things, like looking up a business and buying you a coffee.
Amazing.
Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you. It's amazing that the word said, in the word, your life is not your own. You don't have your own life. What the? And there are some couple of ladies using AI to answer biblical questions. What the? In church.
They forgot what the word virtue meant.
Amazing. Thank you.
I am nobody with a coffee says, hi, Jesse, good morning. Can you be a slave to other people's demons?
No.
Like, can people take advantage of the light in me and manipulate me to stay around them for their own benefit?
If you're in the light, they cannot do it. They can only do it if you're not in the light. And if you're thinking you're in the light, then you're not in the light. Because in the light, there's no thinking. So watch out for that. Amazing. Thank you.
And that is all for now.
Thank you all. Yep. Amazing. So we are having a women's forum this Thursday, folks. Let me go to the phone, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
Man, my man, Jesse, man. I was watching y'all's service yesterday, man. Great service as always. But I also like to take the time to wish President Trump a happy birthday, man. May God bless his day, his year, his life in an amazing way, and bless him to see many more years. And, you know, right on his birthday, man, he got the treaty signed, man, with Iran.
That's amazing. Yeah, we talked about that. I heard that.
Yeah, you know, I hope it's a good deal. But one thing I do like what President Trump is doing, he said,
if it's not a good deal, the president is not going to sign it. That's for sure.
Man, you know, I tell you, man, President Trump will strike deals, man. I mean, you talk about, let's make a deal. And I tell you, man, I'm hoping, you know, this goes through because you will see gas prices drop. You sure will.
I believe I read or heard, I could be wrong, that you already start to see that right now. And so the president, according to a report, turned 80 years old yesterday, Sunday the 14th.
Yep. Well, yep. He is, 20 years. He's four stores.
He's four what?
Four stores. You know, a store in the Bible is 20 years.
He's four stores?
No, four stores. S-C-O-R-E-S.
Oh,
you
know, okay. I got you.
In the Bible, four years.
Yeah, I got
so
you.
So that equals 20 years. So that's why I was saying President Trump is four scores.
Are you outside or something, Rick?
Yes, can you hear me? Or you having a hard time hearing me?
With kind of background noise.
Like some wind. Hold on, let me get to a better spot. Yeah, so that's what I was saying there, Jesse, man. I'm happy for President Trump getting that deal for his birthday, man. Connects what better birthday gift, man.
Yeah, I know. It was an amazing day for the president yesterday.
And the UFC fight, you know, no, I don't think no president ever done that, you know, host something at the White House before.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
But I thought that was nice, a good idea, man.
Yeah.
I had to go watch the rerun, you know, because, you know, President Trump just helps you love your country again, you know?
That's
what I love about him.
Absolutely, Rick. You're absolutely about that.
Love your country again, man. It's like, these Democrats, they wanted the Iran deal to go so bad. They wanted to see people struggle, but people can depend on the government and that way keep them in power. Man, they don't want this deal to go through
because they want to get, as you said, they want to get back into so-called power. They don't want anything the president does, they don't want it to succeed. And yet, they are not able to stop it. And they can't understand that. They're like, what manner of man is this? We can't even stop him at any point. Amazing. Hey, Rick. We lost Rick. Rick, your phone dropped. 888-77-JESSE. I want to play this for you, then I get back to your calls, right? And Super Chat. I really want to get to this story. I just heard about this morning from my producer as we were preparing for the show. This is from X. According to the Daily Mail, there's this guy by the name of Clay Thompson. And some of you probably know who he is, a basketball player. Well, allegedly, he complained about his girlfriend. And somebody by the name of Megan the Stallion?
The Stallion, yeah.
The Stallion.
I think she says it like that.
Is that her name?
It's like her stage name.
Oh.
She may be.
Well, apparently he thinks she's too ghetto, like a loud, too loud and ghetto. Like I haven't seen it yet. Here's this is from X. Watch this. Is he white or black?
Apparently he's mixed. Apparently he's mixed.
Oh, Derek told me he's black.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no, he thought I said she black. So the guy is mixed, right?
I think so.
Clay Thomas is mixed. But the gal, Megan, is black.
Yeah. And, like, from where is she from? She's, like, from the Bronx or something. Where is she from again?
And according to S, he's like, she's too.
Oh, she's from Houston.
She's being too ghetto and too loud. According to S, I'm tired of her. I'm tired of this ghetto-ness.
He said that about her.
Oh, God. What a mess. What a mess. And apparently, and according to X, Megan made catfish and spaghetti for Thomas Thompson. Watch this from X.
It is the best thing I've ever tasted. My favorite meal. Mm-hmm. Catfish, spaghetti, and Hawaiian rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes down.
Baby, what is it giving?
Giving greatness. Mm, my favorite meal. Who would have thought? Catfish, spaghetti, and some red sauce.
I've never heard of that dish.
Huh?
I've never heard of that dish. Personally.
Look like I heard of it, but is he happy with the meal or not happy?
Oh, no, he looks happy. I think that looked.
And so is that that part of the ghetto-ness?
He didn't seem to dislike that right. part. So he seemed fine with her cooking.
He's fine with the cooking.
He might have been.
He just doesn't like it when she's loud.
Well, you saw in that first clip.
Yeah.
She's definitely far more gregarious than Clay Thompson. And maybe he just can't handle so much energy.
They all dressed up. He had on tuxedo. She's loud. You're not supposed to be loud when you dress up.
I don't know where he's from, but he may not be used to such energy. And it fatigued him, maybe. I can see her being like someone you can't tell to, you know what, can you be quiet here, like this moment? That'll make her go louder.
He can tell her, he just may be afraid to tell her. But he can say, hey, why don't you calm down? You're too loud. We all dressed up and you all ghetto. Calm down, lady. So
Derek says it's a black thing, catfish spaghetti.
Yeah, it
is. Which really adds to just how black his girlfriend was. I don't know if they're still together or not, but which may be the source of such friction. Just like how different to culturally it is to him, maybe.
So
fried catfish and spaghetti is a classic comforting pairing deeply rooted in black southern cuisine and Mississippi.
Yeah, I grew up with catfish.
Not knocking it. I've never tried it. It even looks somewhat good.
I don't know if I had a spaghetti, but I don't really see it as a bad thing, to be honest.
One he other seemed to like it.
Huh?
He seemed to like it.
Yeah, he seemed to like the food. One other quick thing I want to show you before we go back to the calls here. So much going on in the world. This is from NBC News. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Human beings are evil. You can't find anything good in human nature. Stop deceiving yourself. And that way you won't be surprised at anything that human being does. Anything. If you understand human nature, there is no good in human nature. NBC News, an unimaginable scene in Brazil was captured on camera showing a moment a 21-year-old woman bungee jumped off of a bridge. Watch this from NBC News.
Ay, meu Deus.
An unimaginable scene captured on camera. This woman about to be launched into a bungee jump from the top of a bridge in Brazil. But take a close look. The only thing missing is the rope itself. The staff throwing her off the platform without the safety equipment attached. The woman plunging 130 feet to her death. The workers appearing to only realize after the fact what they've done. You can hear someone shouting in Portuguese, the rope. Emergency crews were immediately dispatched, but the victim, identified by local media as a 21-year-old student, was declared dead at the scene. The governor's office in Sao Paulo says three men were arrested for homicide with eventual intent. A police official saying the team operating on the bridge did not have the authorization to be there. An investigation is now underway.
Yeah, let's throw this half in front of the bridge.
I saw that.
Derek's like, wow, don't laugh.
Let's get rid of this half.
It's almost cartoonish.
So mama from the train. What the? And the rope down the ground. But did she realize she didn't know she didn't have the rope? What was wrong with her?
I mean, when you trust like the professionals, so to speak, but you don't understand. You know, you're traveling around the world, and you're like, well, if someone was doing a bungee jump in America, you obviously are licensed. You're in a different country.
But you gotta have a license to know you need a rope.
You know, one would think that you might want to check, but
super,
you're thinking it's the professionals. We got a few last super chats here.
Super chats.
I am nobody. Oh, my bad. I already read that one. Jamie with a coffee says, Jesse, how do you like your coffee? One cream or two sugars or what?
I like my coffee like I like my women.
Straight, black, and free trade.
Beautiful.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you.
Jamie with a coffee says, Hake's going to mess around and lose his job to an anchor, baby. What the?
I rest my case.
And
I
believe that's all for now.
We are out of time. That's amazing. Thank you all. But listen, thank you for your support. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Stay on that straight and narrow path. You got to overcome the world, and you can. You can be in this world, but not of it. But you can't do it yourself. It'll happen through you. Derek is telling me white people never let that happen with the bungee jump thing. Were those white people?
I don't know.
I don't know what color they were.
I don't know.
That seemed like a white thing to do.
Yeah.
To throw mama from the train. What the? I'm on time to. No Hake report today, but the anchor baby at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Stay with the presence. Do the silent prayer. I recommend, but do what you want. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. And just stay with it. And stay with it. Travel this journey alone. All right? Take care, folks. Call. I'm just so out of there. Something went wrong with our clock today, and I don't know what happened. It wasn't a clock, but it's the people that run in the board or something. Have a good day, Country and Western Tuesday tomorrow. The Lord is willing, and the creek will rise. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Other than sex, I wonder why would a man even need a woman today? Women don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They're in competition with men. They don't want to be wives and mothers. Some want to get married, but they don't want to live in that proper position of life. Because the only purpose of marriage is to have a family. And that's been known forever. And so if you don't want to have children, there is no need to get married. And so I was wondering, why would a man even get married today? I never thought I'd see the day when women would be come out of her natural role and be like a man. Even though she hate that role, when she's with a man that's weak, she hate him. But if he try to be strong, she'll stop it. I never imagined that. You're seeing good destroyed and abnormal is presented as normal.